Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Let That Stuff Go. It's your daily dose of 5-minute affirmations designed to help you navigate the beautiful chaos of life. Today, we're diving deep into something super important, letting go of those negative thoughts and emotions that can sometimes feel like they're clinging to us tighter than a toddler to their favorite stuffed animal. Ever felt like your mind is on an endless loop of worry or self-doubt? You know that feeling when you replay a conversation 100 times, picking it apart for every flaw? It happens to the best of us. But here's the thing. Holding on to negativity isn't serving us. It actually drains our energy, messes with our mood, and can even impact our physical health. Think about it like this. You wouldn't keep a broken toy in your room just because it was sentimental, right? You'd probably toss it out and make space for something new and exciting. Our minds work the same way. We need to learn how to release those worn-out thought patterns and emotions so we can make room for positivity and growth. So how do we do that? How do we actually let go? Well, grab a cup of tea, get comfy, and get ready because I'm about to drop some seriously powerful affirmations that will help you ditch the negativity and step into your best self. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. 1. Acknowledge it. The first step is recognizing those negative thoughts and emotions when they pop up. Don't judge yourself for having them, we all have them. Just become aware of them like you would notice a passing cloud in the sky. 2. Name it. Once you've identified that negativity, give it a name. Is it fear? Anger? Frustration? Putting words to your emotions can help you understand them better and make them feel less overwhelming. Remember, naming it doesn't empower it. It simply brings it into the light where we can work with it. 3. Challenge it. Now comes the fun part, questioning those negative thoughts. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is there another way to look at this situation? Often, our minds jump to conclusions before we've even gathered all the facts. By challenging those assumptions, you can start to shift your perspective and create space for more positive thinking. 4. Reframe it. When you catch yourself spiraling into negativity, try reframing that thought into something more helpful and empowering. Instead of saying, I am not good enough, tell yourself, I am capable and worthy. Remember, words have power. Choose them wisely. 5. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Letting go of negative thoughts and emotions is a process, not a one-time fix. There will be days when you slip up, and that's perfectly okay. Just acknowledge it, gently guide your mind back to the positive, and keep practicing. Let me share a real-world example to illustrate this. Imagine you're prepping for a big presentation at work, and your inner critic starts whispering doubts in your ear. What if I mess up? What if people laugh? It's easy to get caught up in that negativity spiral, right? But instead of letting those thoughts take over, try this. Acknowledge them. Yes, I'm feeling nervous about the presentation. Name the emotion. This is anxiety talking. Challenge the thought. Is it truly likely that everyone will laugh at me, or is it more probable that people will be understanding and supportive? Reframe the situation. I put in the work, and I'm prepared. This is a chance for me to share my knowledge and make a positive impact. Finally, practice self-compassion. It's okay to feel nervous. Everyone gets butterflies before big events. I'm going to do my best and focus on delivering a valuable presentation. See, you can turn those negative thoughts around and build yourself up. So remember these key takeaways. Acknowledge your negativity. Name it, challenge it, reframe it, and most importantly, practice self-compassion. These simple steps can make a world of difference in how you feel and how you navigate the challenges life throws your way. And as always, don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from these powerful affirmations. Together, let's spread positivity and empower ourselves to live our best lives. I'll catch you tomorrow for another 5 minutes of Let That Stuff Go.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.